One of the fascinating things about doing the chart when I did was that a lot of the staple bands, mainstream chart acts of the periods, 84 to 86, were the very same groups that I'd been introducing as newcomers 3-4 years before on the nighttime show. So from being the alternatives, suddenly there they were, mainstream. Groups like U2 and Simple Minds, Duran Duran and Soft Cell, Alison Moyet, who'd been in Yazoo, of course, before that, and Ultravox. All these groups had been recording sessions for these obscure nighttime college programs. Suddenly here we were on Sunday afternoon shouting the fact that there they were, going up the charts and becoming mainstream artists, but at the same time still remaining very, very faithful to the sort of music they had been producing for the so-called alternative audience in the evening. The worst moment that I ever had in my years on the top 40 was counting down a chart. I think it was back in October 1984. I was hammering through the chart, doing the rundown over the music, had the jingle in for number whatever, shall we say 24, hammered the jingle in, it sang number 24, I said, here they come, here's Black Lace, turned, there was an empty turntable. In the time it took me to say, with a new entry, I threw the stylus on the turntable, it actually played the record instantly. I guess that God loves Agadoo. Radio 1 was the very first station in the world to actually broadcast Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax. Not many people recall the fact that on an old show called Saturday Live, that used to go out live on a Saturday afternoon, we were brought a demo tape by this young band from Liverpool. It was before they'd signed up with Trevor Horn, before they'd done their ZTT deal for recording. And we interviewed them and we played Relax. And there wasn't a single complaint about lyrical content or anything. It was a pretty half-hearted, lame recording of the song. You could still distinctly hear it was the band, though. So if it hadn't been for us playing that, it could be they may not have got their record deal, which eventually led to them recording the song and getting it banned. There was a big worry about Relax. We were worrying whether it would get to number one, because the record had been played quite a lot on the network, and then suddenly the spotlight had fallen upon Relax, and it was felt, in managerial circles, that the song wasn't suitable for daytime play. The worry was, if it got to number one, you couldn't have a chart rundown that ended at number two. So they sat down. The hierarchy got together with every conceivable big bod in the very boss level of the BBC. And eventually the word came down. It was like tablets of stone from the highest level of management. We were allowed to play Relax, but only on the top 40 countdown on Sundays.